broadcasting live from the Orlando Orange County Convention Center for HIMSS 17. It's This Just In. Now, here's your host, Justin Barnes.
Thank you very much, Ryan, and thank you for everybody to everybody for joining us. I'm very excited about my next guest, not only a true pioneer in the industry and visionary, but also a good friend. I've been able to serve with Marianne for many years on one of her boards. So, Marianne Yeager, CEO of the Sequoia Project, welcome.
Well, thank you, Justin. It's great to be here.
And welcome back to the show as well. You were, actually, I think you've been on the show. This might be your third time. You were live on air last year at HIMSS 16.
That's right.
I've had you just my regular This Just In radio show. You've called in before. So
yes.
You're certainly a return desk guest. Well, we always have a great conversation. So, but let's first of all start off. Love what Sequoia Project's doing. So let's take a little bit of a step back and just let everybody, certainly my audience here, and the listeners know, what have you guys been up to over the last year? What are some of the things that you've accomplished?
Well, you know, the Sequoia Project has really been focusing on building out the ability for providers to securely share health records over the eHealth Exchange Network, which really started as an ONC program initiative related to the Nationwide Health Information Network back in 2007. And really focusing on expanding connectivity with that network. Pretty impressive statistics these days. This year we'll actually have more than 65% of all U.S. hospitals connected.
Wow.
About 50,000 medical groups and four federal agencies, the Veterans Health Administration, DOD, Social Security Administration, and CMS, and also with 47 HIEs. So, you know, really health data sharing on a nationwide scale is there's no question of its viability. It's a question of keeping pace with demand and really working on those important improvements. I think what's really been kind of unbelievable is the trajectory for Care Equality, which is our second initiative. And that was really around enabling different data sharing networks to interoperate with each other and to do so in an open, standards-based way. And Care Equality, you want to hear the statistics?
Yes, please.
Okay, went live July 1st, 600 hospitals, 15,000 medical groups, 210,000 clinicians. And since its inception, 350,000 clinical documents exchanged, 100,000 of those just in January. So it's just accomplishing that network effect and really building upon this fantastic foundation of health IT and really just working together with industry and government to just tie it together.
So what are some of the use cases? Because obviously I was there, you know, day one on Care Equality. And so tell me or let us know some of the use cases that you guys have been able to enable and move forward.
Well, I would say the root, the heart of the first use case that's reaching such scale is really the ability to request and retrieve a copy of clinical documents, primarily for treatment and care coordination, whether it's of patients or active military and their families. The Health Exchange, for instance, is used as a way for the DOD to enable the more than 9.4 million beneficiaries to have their access records accessed. That ability to request and retrieve a copy of a clinical document can be used for a multitude of purposes. It's used for individuals or the Social Security Administration to get copies of records on a more expeditious basis to make benefits determination. There's also different types of data being transmitted, immunization data. We're starting to look at image exchange, which is such a huge promise for really, really shaping healthcare. So I think we have some fabulous building blocks, a real solid momentum, and just want to build on that.
So, and I know they, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. It's tough to remember all the participants and all of the actors. But I come from the vendor industry, and we certainly want to push people to engage. But I also want to highlight those people who have taken interoperability seriously, certainly on the EHR front, because we hear, you know, the media likes to publicize some of the negative aspects of it. And I never appreciated that. I know that you've never appreciated
that.
We're always for the betterment of our industry and moving our industry forward. So in that positive vein, though, list some of the companies, and you can know as many as you want, that have taken this very seriously, not only from day one, but maybe in the last year, said, you know what, we want to engage, we need to engage, we see it, we, you know, our customers are asking us to. List some of those companies.
Well, I mean, there are so many engaged, and I really wish I could list all of them, but there's a movement. I mean, they're almost, I would say, what vendor isn't?
Right, okay, good.
You know, so, but I would say some of the early adopters, at least for the Care Equality Framework, would be Athena, ECW, Clinical Works, Epic, No2, SureScripts, GE, NextGen, Medicity. You also have companies like NetSmart, one of the largest behavioral health EHR companies, but many more. Probably of note, you know, most recently was Commonwell, really you know, jumping in with us and really trying to interconnect their network with the care equality community. And we were really excited to have them, you know, work with us in that way.
Yeah. So let's dive into that now, because that's a pretty, that was something that's been in the works for a while, but also that's fairly monumental. Certainly if you know the inside aspects of all of this and you've been at HIMSS for the last couple of years. So touch on that, touch on the integration, or I should say the interoperability, the data sharing between care equality, which under the Sequoia umbrella, and Commonwealth Health Alliance.
So, you know, we've always had a really good rapport with our colleagues at Commonwealth, and as they were in the process of building their network and we were in the process of building this network-to-network interoperability framework, really last year the timing was perfect to actually talk about bridging those two. So we're really excited, you know, to just work through how to bring that work together. So Commonwealth is intending to become a care equality implementer, and that is in process. They are also, I believe, planning to make a care equality compliant version of the record locator service available for use by other care equality implementers in the community. And, you know, we realize there's broader work we can do together. I mean, they're thought leaders, we have thought leaders, and really together we're stronger by working together. So we're really excited about the opportunity to bring it all together.
So what are you showcasing here at HIMSS 17 this year?
Really, we're showcasing practical case use case examples, experiences from the implementation community. We're sharing our growth. I think probably two really promising opportunities this year. We really want to make a down payment on improving patient matching. And there's so many incredible technology solutions and approaches that are available, many showcased here at the HIMSS conference. What we wanted to do, in keeping with our public mission, is to really take a look at what can we do to raise the bar and improve patient matching with existing technologies.
Mm-hmm.
And
smart.
So we are have formed a patient matching work group to disposition some public comments in a document we published last year. So that's really big for us because, again, it's a down payment on patient matching, raising the bar. So we're pretty excited about that.
So what do you see, looking a little bit into your crystal ball, what do you think we're going to see late 2017, 2018 coming from Sequoia Project? What use cases may be enabled, or what do you guys? What are some of the things you guys might tackle and want to and think it's coming down the pipe?
Well, we're looking at very seriously. I think I mentioned image exchange. Mm-hmm. Of course, we think there's a lot of great work to leverage. We have worked with the Radiological Society of North America to support their image exchange efforts. But beyond that, I mean, we're looking at things like data-based queries using Fire APIs. There's a lot of promise there. Consumer access to their health information. So we have this foundation of trust. We have this foundation on which to build. So it's what can we layer on top of that. So I think that holds a lot of promise. But I'll be honest. I think what we're going to see in the end of 2017 is really critical mass of that ability to move data fairly seamlessly and shifting attention and improving the quality of what's being transmitted so it has greater value to our clinician users. And that's not just Sequoia, I think as an industry.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So kind of the final question here and point is we're pushing very hard towards value-based care, and we've obviously, with macro, we've changed a lot of the care models and how payments are flowing through that process, and it will continue to evolve. Where do you see the intersections of what Sequoia is able to enable through their leadership and through their guidance and through their infrastructure and care equality? Where do you see those touch points and what you guys are able to enable for health systems and then for doctors' offices?
Well, I mean, you really can't make a dent in better care coordination
without
interoperability.
Yeah.
So, and conversely, this is what's so interesting, is alternative payment models will fuel
sort of
that last mile of, hey, now we have the incentive to work through those last set of workflow issues and
that's
data
right.
quality and content issues. So I think the stars are aligning for our industry. And I think that this is the perfect nexus of what we do and what so much of the great work in industry are doing and the future direction with APMs.
That's awesome. So in closing here, go through one more time the number of hospitals that are enabled through care equality, but then also through that participate as part of the information network, you know, the
e-health exchange.
You got it.
So with care equality, it's more than 600 hospitals. Again, this started July 1st,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
15,000 medical groups, 210,000 clinicians, and more than 350,000 documents exchanged.
Wow.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
I know.
That's fast.
Interoperability is here, right?
Yeah,
finally.
I love it. Well, thank you very much. Miriam Yeager, CEO of Sequoia Project, thank you for being my return guest, and thank you for showing up three times on my show.
You bet. Thanks,
You're
Justin.
Wonderful. Thanks so much.
Bye.